do talk to entrepreneurs like this about feelings of total hopelessness. I mean, what do you say to them in that situation? You know, and the election went drastically the wrong way in their view. What do you say about hopelessness?
You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, it's helpful to talk about it, just to be able to get it off your chest that that's how you're feeling. And usually by talking about it, it helps the person move through it and come out on, quote-unquote, on the other side, to maybe feel better and begin to feel like there's possibilities to take some action.
And Ginger, you were saying something about just the feeling that you can make a difference, too, that you can do something, right?
Absolutely.
And that may not be a clinical opinion.
I mean, I kind of jokingly said, well, it's just the president, but it's I think that we can't depend on our political leaders to make a difference in the world, that each of us can go out and make a difference in the world.
Oh, Andy.
He has loosed the fateful lightning of his heavens with gold.
We could do this, you know, we could just take our show to the right of Buddy. I think we should. I think that's exactly what we should. Run to the right of Buddy and see what that feels like. Crossbow hunting of Unitarians right away.
Absolutely.
Something like that.
Yep. Get right into that.
All right, we're back. We've got a bunch of phone calls here. Out in out in the waiting room right now, we have Johnny Walker and his entourage. So Johnny Walker, the future of American comedy, will be joining us fairly soon.
Here's Betty in Manchester. Betty?
I just wanted to say this is the perfect time to proceed from the
vision every time, or at least this time. That does pretty well describe it. By the way, I mean, I did watch President Bush's press conference today in its entirety, and it is kind of interesting, because what he does is he starts out, you know, he does look like a kind of reasonable guy, and he is a truly funny person. I do find him to be a funny person. And so, and he was making some of his jokes, and he was talking in a fairly conciliatory way. And then at a certain point, he sort of looked at everybody, and he said, I've got capital. I've got some capital, and I'm going to spend my capital. And he just got a look in his eyes where I thought, oh, no, people in uniforms are coming to round us up fairly soon. That's not good. He's going to spend his capital. I'm going to go to Gitmo. I don't want to go to Gitmo.
This is Todd Walters for Amston Mortgage, specializing in reverse.
This one, I think, blends it. This is a song about a flip-flopper, about a guy who grew up in Connecticut, now says he's from Texas, a guy who was an Episcopalian, now a Methodist, an alcoholic, now a Methodist. This is about a big flip-flopper.
Blame it all on my roots. My blood is blue. I'm a president's son. But I like taking jogs and playing with dogs and getting out of Washington. I can't explain policy, and I don't like to read. The newspaper ain't that great. But don't pick me to lose, because I'm a dude you can't misunderestimate. Cause I got friends in high places where the ivy grows, and Karl Rove places me head of state. Cause that's my fate. Well, I squint my eyes and make silly faces. I wear cowboy boots, cause they don't have laces. I got friends in high places. Well, my history is a mystery. In the 1970s, the whiskey flowed, and I powdered my nose, but that never stopped me from finding my keys. I was owner of the Rangers. We lost more games than we won. But I'm not the same. Even people change who don't believe in evolution. Yeah, cause I got friends in high places, and that includes the Lord Jesus. Yeah, I grew up rich, cause I'm a son of a Bush. If you voted for John Kerry, you voted for terrorists
to marry you. I got friends in high places.
Glad it made you cry, Colin.
Well, that's Johnny Walker, the future of American comedy here. And now the question is, what kind of songs do you write now? You know, have you actually? I know you just added in.
Yeah, I'm actually going on
a new
variation.
Actually, that I mean, you know, we're allegedly supposed to be kind of funny on this show, and I haven't really recovered my sense of humor so far. I don't think we've been particularly funny for the last. I mean, if Robert Thurman has been the only funny person on this show for
that was. A class.
We could turn that over to you. You can write a song called "I'm One Angry Buddhist." Because we did have the leading authority in the West on Tibetan Buddhism on here yesterday, and he was like Hulk Hogan. I mean, he was basically starting to open up a can of whoop of mindful whoop ass on paleo Christians or something like that. But you haven't written, like, we had Hugh Blumenfeld in here. He sang a Southern Baptist song. That'll be maybe the next thing. Yeah, you have to find some way of really offending.
Maybe I'll become an evangelist and work from that side.
Well, see, that's one of the things we've actually been discussing here on the show today is whether one of us should become an evangelical Christian, just to begin to court this new voting bloc some way.
Yeah, I think the liberal elite, I'm really angry at us right now. I really think we should have gotten out there and voted in our huge numbers. And I think the New Yorker should have been a little, I mean, they should have gone for Kerry earlier. I think that would have made a bigger difference. That would have gotten the votes we needed.
It is hard to do political satire, when you're in shock, I think.
Yeah.
So it'll be like 3 or 4 days before anybody can actually die. I mean, I'll be interested to see whether Saturday Night Live, for example, can do anything funny.
I've been trying to see that for the past year or so.
Well, there's that issue as well.
Right.
I mean, whether they can even sort of, I mean, I guess maybe they don't even really care that much about
this. Bring Ashley Simpson back on.
As long as they have somebody that they can imitate. So we've got Johnny Walker, the future of American comedy here. We did play the Dick Cheney song the other day, and that seemed to bother people.
Oh, good. I can do that one.
Okay, so that's a possibility as well. Do you have anything that you need to promote besides, well, you should explain where your website is and how people can order
the CDs. JohnnyWalkerComedy.com, and it's Johnny with a Y.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there some other way of spelling?
Yeah, with the IE, the Scotch.
Okay.
My sister just...
Your sister kind of just grabbed her septum when you said that. And having some kind of sinus pain.
It's not funny. Stop talking.
Yeah.
But
we may have to put her on the mic after the break, too. Let her see us. Actually, we should mention, that Sarah Walker is here in the studio as well, so a distinguished comic performer in New York as well. And has a show coming up Tuesday at the Upright Citizens Brigade. What time are you up? Do you know? 6:30 at the Upright Citizens Brigade, if you want to see the other half of this team. And also that, all over Hartford right now, we know that. We should also mention, I don't know how many people listening realize this, but you did grow up in West Hartford, and you're a proud graduate of Hall High School.
Bred, yeah, born and bred, W.H.
Yeah, proud graduate of Hall High School, and I'm sure both of your parents are listening very nervously on their...
Extremely, yes. Any other co-workers?
We'll have at least one more Johnny Walker song when we get back from this. We'll take a break right now.
In Fairfield, California, and I decided to write a song about a guy who didn't go to an Air Force base.
He didn't turn up. Protecting us from Mexicans. Don't know Sylvia.
foot on the ground.
Johnny Walker, the future of American comedy. Actually, the last time Johnny Walker's The Future of American Comedy was on, this is actually true, about a day or two later, I got like an email or something like that from this an agent out in California. They said, we understand you had a guy on who's like The Future of American Comedy, and we need to get in touch with him, what's his name. And I gave you all the I gave him all your contact data and stuff like that.
But it didn't work out,
but
it started a chain reaction of good things going.
And it just seemed, you know, it was sort of on the strength of my saying that you were the future of America. That was like all that was really required, yeah, apparently.
It was great.
So
people are starting to believe.
Yeah. It's like the Bush administration has proven. If you say something often enough, it, you know, acquires the taint of truth.
That's right, even without talent. So I'm pretty psyched.
and so you actually do perform for college audiences, but not that material, right?
No. Yeah. Unless one time some kid yelled out, "Play Skinner!" And so I started off with that, and then sort of split the crowd in two. normally I do just songs about
drinking and throwing up. And
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Fun stuff.
And you actually are playing like down in Texas and Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah. I just did a conference in Dallas and signed up to do a bunch of schools in Oklahoma and Texas, Kansas, Missouri, all over there.
If they ever find out about the songs that you just sang here, you realize you'll be dragged from a truck. Basically, you'll be, you know.
Right.
I mean, you might even consider performing under a completely different name, just so they don't Google you or
something like that. Jack Daniels or something.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, performing Jack Daniels. Anyway, we do want to thank Johnny Walker of the Future of American Comedy for being with us. We would tell you where you could go and see him play, but in fact, he's not really playing around here, except there's a Whiff and Poof, and that's like a whole different thing.
Under another name.
Whole part of his life that he tries to cover up a little bit.
Right.
But you can go to www.johnnywalker.com to get the
comedy.
CDs.
Comedy.com.
JohnnyWalkerComedy.com, sorry about that. To get the CDs and T-shirts and bobbleheads off.
You know, in our darkest hours, when, like the other day, when we weren't particularly thrilled this election came out the way that it did, I think it's good to know that we do have something we can point to, something of a positive nature, in that Andy Fleischman win.
He's running an ad thanking people for voting for him when he didn't have any opponent. I mean, if one person showed up and voted for him, he could have gotten himself elected. All he had to do was show up and vote for himself. Bring a couple of guys along just in case there's a write-in candidate, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
word is, Andy's demanding a recount.
So why would you run a commercial thanking people?
What?
Thanking people that they didn't get carbines and revolt or something?
Plus, aren't people kind of tired of all the commercials and stuff?
I think so.
And since it's like two days have gone by since this was all done.
That one does leap out since it was running 2 days after the election.
Yeah.
But
By the way, if you want to know something about some of these other interesting ballot initiatives, and this is something that maybe you...
Here's Dave in Windsor. Dave?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
I was just wondering how much you guys had to give Engelhardt to put your pictures in his editorial cartoon today, and which of you is the one in the dark here?
He's got pictures of two donkeys. So are you saying that that's us?
Well, I was thinking more of the political... I wasn't trying to be...
What were you trying to do? What were you trying to do, Dave? What were you trying to do?
Wasn't trying to characterize you guys into the animal kingdom.
Were you trying to cast asparagus on us in some way, though, or upset us?
Yeah. The shoe fits. I guess you'd have to put that.
You heartless bastard. And you know how fragile we are right now.
I'm thrilled to have gotten this rise out of you.
You miserable.
Oh,
freak.
Calm down now.
All right.
Calm down. I want you to flip out.
Well, one of the donkeys is a woman. Is that supposed to be me? It's a woman donkey. So there's like a man donkey and a woman donkey?
Strangely enough, he's gone.
Yeah. Speaking of the woman donkey, I'm offended by that.
Yeah. So much for...
For people who don't know, it's two donkeys, a man
and a
woman.
So much for taking calls.
And they are... They've got buttons that say only 4 more years.
Oh.
And one of the donkeys is saying, we're putting a positive spin on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty clever by Dave.
That's what it says.
He's all over that.
Our numbers are 52 Nation. If you're interested, we don't have time for it now. And it's kind of, this is kind of Bruce Williams / Bill the Handyman kind of information. But if you want to know how to get bumper stickers off your car.
No.
No.
I can sort of give some little tips about that.
This would be mean sinking to a whole new low.
Well, maybe people want to know that.
Getting bumper stickers off your car?
Well, yeah, so that it doesn't, you know, I mean, like, don't use a razor or something like that. I mean, we can tell you how to do it.
Thank you.
Eastbound 84 is tied up in least exit 43 Park Road in West Hartford to the Bowfly Bridge. Westbound, you'll face stop.
I'm going to continue the process. I'm going to see if I can at least, you know, if I could just find one person, not Joseph, but if I could find one person out there who maybe does reflect that, you know, kind of red state moral values, you know.
Right.
If I could find that one person, if I could make some kind of common cause with that person,
mm-hmm.
I would feel like
this is going to happen.
I would feel like I was doing something. Yeah.
I would perhaps have an opportunity to read the letter that we were.
I guess maybe I didn't see this letter.
I'd have to get it for you.
Was it just to us?
Yes.
Me? Uh-huh. Was it sort of die in your own vomit?
So I opened it up.
You Christ-hating?
It was miserable. It was mostly
bit eating.
The individual said that most of it was directed to you, oddly enough.
Hey, bite me, whoever you are. I'm sorry. Yeah. See, that's exactly the kind of thing I have to avoid.
It was the typical. I mean, I read these things and I just think,
is it
man, it must be something
could
different.
Could we read it on the air? Is there something we could read on the air? Or did he use...
We could read it on the air.
Did he use untoward language?
No, it's the usual crap, you know, that we get. Yeah. It's not terrible language. It's just some of the...
Did the person actually give his name and address?
Yes.
So there's something that I could contact. I could
say,
I'd
right,
like
you
to
could.
Make common cause with you. Let's have a sandwich.
You could do...
I could do
yeah.
something like that. He probably thinks,
you
have a sandwich is some kind of gay sex actor.
You could do that, but I would, personally, I would counsel against it.
Was it written by a man or a woman?
It was a man.
A man? An angry man?
Apparently.
What
it looks like.
Maybe that's the thing to do. Or what if I suppose the fear that I would have is that he would shoot me.
That's certainly a consideration.
But maybe that's the thing that I should do. I should find somebody who hates everything that I stand for.
You know what I thought?
Yeah.
I thought, since it works so well for these politicians, maybe what we should do is get some bumper stickers and some literature printed up, and we'll just start going door to door and knocking on doors everywhere and just saying, hi, we're, you know, Bruce and Colin.
You know, what we could do? You know how we could make a lot of money? Get a bumper sticker.
Well, God, we sure aren't now.
Printed up saying, I hate everything you stand for. Because everybody would buy it. We could probably charge $1 for that. For each one.
At least.
Yeah. And, I mean, who wouldn't buy that?
I hate everything you stand for.
I hate everything you stand for. For a long time. You know how everybody has these bumper stickers that say, my child, the student of the month, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say, to have bumper stickers printed up to say, it said, the public school system has given my child a totally unwarranted sense of self-worth. And then put them on other people's cars.
I like that.
Yeah. But I didn't see how I could make money doing that. I didn't think anybody would actually buy that, except to put on somebody else's car.
But I think you've got one this time.
Yeah. I hate everything you stand for.
It's a winner. I think it'll make a lot of money. I hate everything you stand for.
What color do you think it should be? Pick some color. Pick a color. I don't think red, white, and blue.
No, you can't do that.
How about green with yellow letters? Purple with yellow letters. No, that's too gay. It can't look like it actually comes from a specific orientation. Maybe just black and white.
Maybe a variety.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you
could
pick
your own
color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a coordinate with your car a little bit.
Exactly.
There you go.
Great idea.
Well, I looked at this letter that you were talking about.
Yeah.
This is not the kind of person...
not impressed?
I want to make common cause with somebody who has deeply held... This is a letter from somebody named Jack Capone. He sends his name, Jack Capone, from Thomaston, Connecticut.
Yeah.
I want to make common cause with somebody who has deeply felt, passionate beliefs that are radically different.
Well, I think
mine.
We have just the man for you.
This is sort of a stupid,
not that.
Angry
I mean,
person.
Not that. Okay. I think we have, you know, just the man for you, but you don't want
to... No, and I don't want him to be Joseph from Harvard because he upset
why,
me.
Why,
right?
Colin?
But,
Colin.
But I do want to find that person. I want to find just a person who has... and I want to have, like...
You want them to call?
Sandwiches with them and stuff like that.
You want to have sandwiches with
them?
I don't think that's good.
Sandwiches are good. You know,
I don't think it's a bright idea,
who
frankly.
Like a sandwich. Who doesn't
great.
Enjoy a nice sandwich?
Sandwich
well, there you go.
Fabulous.
There you go. That's the beauty of what I'm saying. We'll have sandwiches together, and we'll try to find...
that's not what's going to happen.
Things that we agree
you're
about.
Right. You're going to need a referee.
And
you know, it's
going to
be like you're going to be like a marriage counselor or something to sit there and just... You're going to need...
Who?
You need Susan Sample. That's who you're going to need.
Susan Sample would be helpful.
Right.
Yeah. She's a
doctor.
Psychologist. Susan Sample. Susan Sample. She's a psychologist.
And what's her name there? Ginger.
Ginger.
Hoffman.
Yeah.
And Karen Steinberg. You're going to need probably all three of them.
The entire psychological staff of UConn Health Center, actually. Should we take a few of these calls? They're lively, spirited callers.
Well, I think we should. And here would be, first of all, Dave in a car. Dave?
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Colin, I thought you decided to become gay.
No, I considered becoming gay because my apartment is decorated gay, and I was maybe unkind.
Kim?
Hello.
Hi. Kim. Hi.
Colin, I was spitting nails the night of the election.
Yeah.
When you said that Bush was crying in the White House, it's a bloodbath, and I said, you know what? He's wrong again.
Yeah. I was wrong.
Because you were totally wrong.
I was
so
wrong.
So I will continue to listen to you
to
pick up on the things that you're wrong about.
I was wrong, and I've done the whole sackcloth and ashes thing about that.
Yeah. But you weren't wrong. You got that from somebody else. It wasn't like you made it up.
But no, but I made the decision.
You claim that you have these sources that are so reliable, and they are all the liberal media.
No, actually,
no.
Media, and you are manipulating the way people feel about the presidency, about the way this country is going.
Actually, my source on that was a Republican. I mean, it was a Republican.
But the Republican was listening to the exit polls that were manipulated by the
It had nothing to do with that.
He'd been on a call with the members of the Republican National Committee. I mean, it really is true that, in other words, people there in the White House and around Bush for most of that day thought Bush was losing.
Because of the exit polls.
Well, some of it was because of the exit polls, but they also, they get to have their own data streaming in from all over the place, you know, and I mean, I never put any...
Every state that came in, Bush was ahead two or three points than he was even last election.
I mean, I feel really bad about this. At 7:15 that evening, I went on the air, and I based on what this guy had told me, I made a huge mistake. But I didn't do it based on exit polls. I got exit poll data all day long, and I didn't go with it. It wasn't until this guy said that to me, and he is a Republican, and I just, you know, so, I mean, I got it wrong. I feel so bad about it, just to bring it up again.
But I will continue to listen to you because I'd love to listen to this that you're wrong about.
Well,
like how bad this nation is under a Republican president and a Republican Senate and a Republican House, because it's not. This is a prosperous country that is doing well under President Bush. We are working on Homeland Security. We are fighting terrorism. People have jobs. People are working. And you want to choose the negative side all the time.
Sounds good to me.
And I hope that you take this as an opportunity to live the next 4 years and be happy and positive.
Well, I want to be happy and positive. I do. I do. And I want you to continue.
Well, you will be because Bush got back in.
I want you to continue to listen to this show, too. Because gradually some of my negativity is going to seep into you.
It won't.
You're going to start working to the dark side.
You're going to come over to the dark side.
You know what? I'm still better off than Colin.
All right. Well, that's probably true, actually.
Thank you.
But on the other hand, if you have to console yourself with that kind of thing, if you have to sort of crawl down under your comforter every night and snuggle your head next to the pillow and think, I'm better off than Colin.
That is kind of...
I mean, I try to say that to myself, and it doesn't make me feel any better, so I can't imagine it's going to make anybody else feel any better.
Well, it's going to be a bed of roses for the next 4 years. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Do you get the feeling that there are a lot of people who base some of their feelings of well-being around my misery? I mean, I don't think she's alone.
I would tell it.
What kind of life have I made for myself if I actually have that effect on people?
Equal housing lender.
WTIC Hartford, just after 4 now. WTIC 1080 News brought to you by Connecticut So Sport.
Hey, double the Yeah, that, yeah. I got some advice for you.
I don't want advice.
Just listen, okay? Here it goes. It's not time to make a change. Just relax. You're all right. Stay the course. You gotta focus. 1,000 points light. Talk to Laura. Play some golf. You're not on a sinking ship. Listen to Cheney. And never, ever... ever say, read my lips. I was once
that's the course of father
like
talking to his son.
Back
that's
in
Johnny Walker, teacher of American comedy, who's here live in the studio yesterday. Joining us now is Renee Fulco. She's a professor of political science and constitutional law at Trinity College.
It's going to be pretty busy, I would think, in the next.